No,
there.
They got a, they call it Waller's Jersey Farm. Yeah, I remember way back when we were living in Neyland there when I was born, in between Neyland and Fort Offutt, there used to be a big dairy farm. As a matter of fact, when Daddy'd be on strike, he'd work out there shoveling manure. Mm-hmm. You know, to make money and get it back. But they, I remember that, they used to have a very big barn there and silos and all that stuff, and they used to be cows all over out in that big pasture. I mean, it was 600-700 acres, number of cows. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Back in them days, they had to milk all them cows by hand. They didn't have none of that automatic stuff. So, you know, like when he was on strike, something like that, he knew the guy out there or something, and he'd work out there.
Yeah. The house, what do you call the boards that lapped over each other on the house? Those were the house
ones. She lapped?
She lapped, okay.
Well, I think that's what we call it.
Was that a frame house?
Yeah, it was wood house, wood frame house.
Most of them around, most of the...
Yeah, you hardly ever saw any brick on them or anything like that. It was all wooden houses.
Okay. What about, where was there a place around the barn where you let all the animals get out and...
Yeah.
Raise around. I can't chew that stuff like water. Yeah. Yeah. You're pretty good at it, but I'm it's good though. That's good.
They had, well, he had it divided up. Like the chicken and duck pen, and all the chickens and ducks and the turkeys.
Yeah.
Were in one pen. I guess it was had a hog bar. Pen about 50 by 50, 50 yards by 50 yards for them.
Yeah.
And then the cows and the goats, they were all out in the big back pasture. Well, when you got the goats, all we used to have barbed wire for the horse and the cows and stuff. But when you got the goats, they would go right through that barbed wire. And there'd be a four strand barbed wire fence. They would step right there and take off. You know? So we got him electric wire. See, you got those round white or round glass deals that you nail on the post. And you just run your single strand wire around and you plug it, it's hooked up into a box. And when goats went to get out of that barbed wire, their nose would hit that electric wire. You know, it took one time and they wouldn't go there that fence again. They just knew it was there, so they wouldn't go out.
Yeah. Did you ever have problems with your goats, like when you got out or?
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, we used to have one old goat, Billy Goat, and yeah. He had to keep his buck pinned up separate from the does. And if you wanted one bred, say she dried up, you know, her milk,
yeah.
And she come in heat, then he'd put her in the pen with the buck. But, you know, you keep them separated.
Yeah.
As long as the goat was milking good, wasn't drying up, then you wouldn't breed her, see? And when she went to drying up, then you'd rebreed her. And then the kids, they usually always had two. He'd take the bucks and he'd band them, and then when they got up about knee high,
yeah.
We'd take them out under the tree there. We had one old tree, it was our skinning tree. And I'd take I learned from Daddy, he'd take a ball peen hammer.
Yeah.
And you stick the goat's head between your legs there and you get him calmed down. You know, you never know what's going to happen. You hit him just right in between the two buttons here.
Yeah.
And he had a soft spot there, and you knock him out. Well, then when he's on the ground, you take a knife and cut his throat. And they never know what happened. Take him by the hind legs, hang him up, and you go to bring the skin down your leg just like you would a deer.
Yeah.
Well, with the cows, when he get a steer ready to butcher, he'd have to take his .22. You couldn't use it. Ball peen hammer on them.
Yeah.
I remember one time I messed up on one of the goats. Took us on, I like to catch it. Running around the yard of blade. Anyway, he chewed.